Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona. And across from me is Sarah.
Oh, hey. 6 feet apart, don't worry.
6 feet apart. Yep. One, two, three. Yep, six.
Yep, exactly six.
And we're back. Did you miss us?
I missed us.
I did too.
Right?
What is our contact info before we get into today's shenanigans?
We have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did get a couple of messages. We weren't here last week. I had to babysit.
Yes, with everything going on, babe, Prince Migs is not in daycare at the moment, correct?
No. I believe his daycare is only allowing like 10 kids at a time.
Oh,
totally.
Oh, right. I was like, yeah, because daycare, I guess, is essential. So.
Right. But they're only allowing a certain amount of kids.
Smart.
And my mom's like, well, I'm not really working right now too often, so why don't we leave that spot open for somebody else?
That was nice of her.
And so, but that particular day, she's like, I do have to work, and your brother only has so much patience.
Yeah.
So you should go take care of him. I'm like, okay.
Okay, fine.
I got him. But we did get a message a couple weeks back from our compadre Caesar.
What up, Caesar?
It's like, Caesar here, and I still work in downtown driving around, and even though the roads are empty, it still kind of sucks. As for my wife, she is a nurse, so she is definitely working. Glad you ladies are still doing the podcast. Thank you so much. And damn it, Sarah, start watching you. It's not like you don't have the time.
Caesar's been bugging me on Facebook for a few weeks, maybe a month or so now, to watch you. It looks so spooky and scary.
I don't think it's scary, like more of a thriller.
I'm more into reality shows. Do you have a reality show that I should watch?
I hear Nailed It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, the baking one? Well,
yes.
I sometimes do watch Worst Cooks of America because I feel like it's the same thing, but with cooking, mm-hmm. and I should be on that show because
oh
I'm a terrible
God.
Cook.
I would actually love to see you try to do a Facebook Live of you cooking, like having Johnny Rubs explain to you like what you're supposed to do and have you try.
Yeah, and then I would just forget about it and it would just start burning. But Caesar, shout out to you and your wife. Thank you for working.
Woo. For being essential and busting ass.
Yeah. Especially your wife, Jesus, being a nurse this time.
That vacation.
Bow down to you guys.
They are like the king and queen of like amazing vacations. I see their vacation photos all the time.
Yes.
And
gorgeous.
It's like you deserve like the biggest vacation after this.
For
both
real.
Of you, especially her.
Yeah.
We did get a message from Adam in Everett. Says, a couple of weeks ago, Vicky spoke about the possibility of wanting a motorcycle. The style of bike you're referring to is a cruiser motorcycle.
Ooh.
Talk to Glenn Cannon, and I plan on selling my Harley Super Glide next summer. Great beginning bike. Sarah, you seem frustrated. Learn the art of the honey-do list. Ask Johnny Rubbers to get the folding done while you're at work. He may wait until you're on your way home, but it will get done. From Adam and Everett.
The honey-do list.
You should, you know, have you thought about, like, writing it, like, on a board or, like, a paper or something? It's, like, things that need to be done. So
oh,
you
yes.
have that satisfaction of crossing it off when it's done.
Oh, yes. But do I normally end up just doing them? Oh, yes.
Where is that list at?
Well, we do have, like, a whiteboard type
okay.
of thing. So things that need to get done. I will put that on there, and having anything on there just drives me completely bonkers. Mm-hmm. But I remember talking about the laundry last few weeks
yeah.
ago, and so
how's
I got
that going?
Home, and it was not folded, and I got so frustrated, and then so I just folded one, and then I was like, you need to fold the other one.
Like a basket?
Yeah, like a basket. And I was like, this is all your work crap. And it was so funny because he had the laundry outside of the bathroom and it had been there for a few days, like all of his work stuff being clean. And so I got the one out of the dryer. I folded it and I was like, okay, you need to fold your work stuff in the other hamper. And he was like, what other hamper? Like, he didn't even realize it was still right outside of the bathroom. Like, it just like blended in with the scenery all of a sudden. And I like just pointed at it and I was like, that one. He's like, oh, yeah.
You can
like,
do what?
Oh, my gosh.
You can do what my roommate does. So this is more or less notes for either her, myself, or her boyfriend who lives with us.
Oh.
And because she also has ADD, probably worse than I do.
Mm-hmm.
So what she has done, a system in place, is that when she has anything out that needs to be done or she needs to remember what to do with it, she'll put a sticky note on it with the date that the sticky note was written.
Oh, like if your laundry's done, there's a... like sticking out with the laundry being done and then the date it's done.
It's like she'll put like a note, like let's say it's laundry. She's like, fold this and then the date of that current date of when this request was asked. Or like I had some shelves that I needed to be put up in our bathroom or the downstairs bathroom.
Yeah.
And so I literally just taped the shelves together and I put a little note on it and it's like, hang these in bathroom and then the date. And then that way like they know like, oh, either she's going to do it or if I have free time, I can do it because they know I can't hang crap worth.
So
crap.
Like the date, like it needs to be done.
Or it's also a day. So it's like, hey, I asked you to do this 2 weeks ago. It wasn't 2 weeks ago. It's like, nope, this is when I asked. Because you can ask like, hey, Jamie, I need you to do this. Can you do that? And so like that way we're like held accountable, but also we remember, we see that sticky note like, oh, yeah, this is what I'm doing.
See, for me, I'm much more of those when I get asked to do a task or I'm like, okay, I need to do this task. I like to do it right then and there because I don't want to forget. I don't want it to have it to be on my to-do list. And that's the same with my dad as well.
Mm-hmm.
But my boyfriend, he is very different, you know, which I mean, and sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's okay, I'll get to it when I want to. Let me finish this. Let me finish this show. Let me. And sometimes it does get done and he does it on his own terms and it's fine. I'm like, yay. But then other times it doesn't happen. They forget. Right. You know, and to them, it's no big deal. But to me, I'm like, I told you to do this. Why hasn't it been done? Like, I don't want to be that nag. I don't want to have to tell you over and over and over again. So it's definitely a learning curve. And then for me, it's like if I can do it on my own and you're just saying you're just forgetting to do it, like I'll just freaking do it because then it'll be done. It'll be off my to do list and I'll be pissed.
And I think it's interesting because you've said that your boyfriend has ADD, too. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if that might be a thing like. So I've been following this Facebook page called the ADHD Alien, and it's this girl who's an alien and she's got ADHD and she explains why she does the things she does and what she does, you know, like, for example, like she explains, like, I'm really impatient and hate having to wait for anything. So if you'll notice, like, I'll blurt something out because my head's like impatient, I'm going to forget. And it's also like, even if I'm trying to focus on what you're saying and not blurt out, I still have this thing I'm holding onto, like an invisible hand holding onto a heavy cup.
While you still try to remember.
While I'm trying to focus on you.
But still remember what you want to say.
Exactly. So something like being left on red makes me hyper-focus on it all day and throws my entire day out of order. Because we either, ADHD people think that you never can concentrate. It does. That's not exactly what it is. There are times where you can hyper focus and you just focus on one thing like all day. Like if I'm cleaning my room, I'm like, OK, I got to do these things. And then it's like, oh, here's an art project I forgot about. And then I start working on that. And then I'm like, cool, I didn't do anything else I was supposed to do because I got hyper focused on this.
Oh, yeah. He's been doing his models and he will do them for like 10 hours in one day. He will just like focus all on that. And I'm like, oh, that's great. You're having a great time. But what about this laundry that needs to be folded, this dusting? Or did you clean out the microwave? Or did you clean the freaking refrigerator? Like, did you dust? Did you mop? Did you do any of it? No, you've been working on your model for 10 straight hours. Like, I'm glad you had the focus for that. But holy crap.
And it's one of the things that a lot of people, like my therapist has told me that I do that I didn't realize was a coping mechanism for ADHD is lists. Because I would get so frustrated and like hyper-focusing on one thing or just jumping from thing to thing and not remembering anything. So I've started over the last, you know, probably 5 years just writing lists like constantly.
Do you listen to your lists?
Yes, because then I'll rewrite the list and then I prioritize. I'm like, this has been on my list for a while. This needs to go first. Like this needs to happen. And that's going to feel like that heaviness. Like this needs to be done. So once it's done, it's like.
How long do you have your lists for?
Like it's constantly new. Like,
oh,
it's new stuff.
Man, that would drive me constantly having a list.
Yeah, like, it's stuff from ranging from, like, stuff that needs to be done right away, work stuff. Like, for example, like, if I haven't really been writing lists lately because I've been home and not going out and stuff.
Yeah, there's nothing to do, nowhere to go.
So I'm getting most of my stuff done. There's no rush on it. But, like, I'll have stuff like, okay, well, you know, you got to remember to file your taxes this week.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Like, okay, go to the grocery store. This is what you need from the grocery store because you want to make this. Like, all these things that bounce around my head are just all confined into one spot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good. I mean, I do that too, but I like to get everything done.
Right. And another thing about being ADHD, because you fear that people are going to get pissed off at you because you're forgetting things, that you become hyper organized. And that's where my roommate came up with the whole listing and labeling everything, like date wise. So she knows when things were meant to be done or when she came up with the idea. So I'm wondering if that sense of organization, like you might have to like kick them in the butt with it. Like, hey, we're going to be doing this from now on, both of us. I'm going to put a note. There's going to be a note on the wall here. It's like, do this laundry, fold this laundry. So that way there's that visual cue, like, do this in the date. Yeah. So there's that, hey, there's a timeline, basically. Like, she asked me to do this 2 days ago. There's proof.
Yeah. I think there definitely needs to be an expiration, because I start to go crazy with, okay, that's cool, I wrote this today, 4:15. Mm-hmm. Okay, now
due by 4:16.
Yeah, it has to be due by something, because he would probably just have it sit there for forever. Forever. It would just be part of the whole scenery of our living room, that laundry, right, or the dirty microwave or whatever. Because, I mean, he's not a slob, but he's not as crazy anal as I am. And he's a dude. And I don't, yeah. Sorry, but a lot of dudes are
not as clean.
Yeah, not as clean. But then I'm also like, I don't want to be like a nag. It's your time off. It's whatever. Have a good time. But then I'm also like,
like, you're still at home. Like, you're still dirtying plates. You're still doing these things. It's like, yeah, these are things that need to be taken care of, especially because you're spending more time at home.
Yeah. Yeah. And things are getting messier, and we have cleaners that aren't coming. So we need to,
you got
to
step it up.
Buckle down.
So I'm curious, I don't know if this would help you guys, but if you do the sticky note thing, let me know how that works.
Okay. Like, I will.
Because that way, like, you'll have that bright reminder, like, I mean, hey, clean the microwave, on the microwave, by this time.
And there are things that, like, I can't do, because usually I would just end up doing them myself, just so they don't drive me bonkers. But stuff like, I don't know, change the fire extinguisher batteries, or change these light bulbs.
Smoke detectors.
Yeah. So stuff that, like, him just doing it, he's smarter in that whole, you know, aspect of life. He won't have them, like, go off. Like, I probably will. He's taller than me. But, like, things that, okay, my dad wants these too. So, like, you need an expiration date, because it's not like lolly-da, you're going to do them whenever you feel like it, whenever the universe tells you to. No, like, these need to get done. I would do them myself, but you're just better at that kind of stuff.
And that's, like, why my roommate, like, I need you to hang up these shelves, because I'm going to make them so crooked.
Yeah.
Like, I should not be responsible for this.
And you're short.
And I'm short.
Yeah.
And, like, getting the ladder up in there was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, right.
When I was trying to paint. Oh, God, that sucked.
They might have the man do it.
But do you guys feel like you're having any other arguments besides this right now?
I would say me, I've been, more emotional than normal. And so this week's definitely been better. Last week was an S show. It was just, like, a little thing would happen and I would overreact, and then it would just kind of be like a domino effect, and then he would get upset, and then I would get more upset. But he's been really, really good at just realizing, like, okay, she has a lot of emotions, and I was PMSing, and everything that's going on, like, everything that I used normally do to kind of just make myself sane, I'm not doing. So he's been super good at just being like
understanding,
holding me when I cry. But I feel like we're just together so much. So I'm getting used to, okay, like, he needs his alone time. He needs his him space. And I should get my space. So it's just been like a
balance.
Yeah. I go upstairs more. I watch my shows up there. We hang out still. But
do you guys fight over shows you need to watch or anything like that?
No, we have some shows we watch. And then if he wants to watch his World War II documentaries or whatever, I go upstairs and watch my reality shows that he doesn't watch. So It's been better. It's definitely, like, I will say, like, it's a test for relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was talking to my other friend, and she's doing a long distancing right now. So it's a test for if you guys don't live together, because you guys can't see each other right now. But it's also a test, no matter how much you love someone, being stuck in a house with them 24/7 or almost 24/7 is also a challenge. So be patient with your significant other, even if they're like, some are extroverts, some are introverts. I hear introverts have no problem doing this, which is more like my boyfriend, and I'm more of an extrovert when it comes to going out and being social. So be patient with us.
But it seems like not everyone is being patient, and a lot of fights are happening. The joke is there's going to be so many divorces by the end of this.
Yes.
And I actually found this. It was like, it started from like a Reddit thread. And it's basically asking this guy's asking if he was a jerk.
Oh, I love these. Okay.
It's like, am I the a-hole? So he starts off saying, since being at home, my wife and I have a lot of extra time to watch movies and TV shows. Most of the time, we swap off who picks the movie. However, I feel like we have pretty different tastes. I appreciate movies that are more subtle and realistic. And she likes action-packed, over-the-top type of films.
Huh.
and he even gave a few examples. The last few movies I picked were Richard Jewell, Dark Waters, The Farewell, and Just Mercy, which I've never heard of any of these,
by the
way. I was
going to say, I don't know any of those.
and they were all incredible. She picked Crawl, which is an alligator movie, Knives Out, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which Crawl, I've actually seen the trailer pictures of. Like, it's not my type because it's a little scary. But Knives Out, I heard, was incredible.
I heard that was really good. I want to see that movie.
Same. And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, same thing. He's like, they weren't terrible, but they were all pretty goofy and ridiculous.
Wow.
So he, it's like, tonight she insisted it was her turn to pick a movie. And I tried to get me to watch Midsommar, which is like a horror kind of movie.
Okay.
Like, everyone said it was really good. I just don't like horror, so I've never seen it.
Yeah.
It's like, I have heard it's very over the top and ridiculous, and I just can't deal with her taste anymore. I told her, sorry, after Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, your privileges are revoked. So
I can't deal with your taste anymore, darling.
She got annoyed and told me I have S taste. This really bothered me since I am pretty passionate about film and at one point wanted to be a screenwriter. I ended up going upstairs to watch Netflix by myself and she watched something downstairs alone. Was I the a-hole? I just can't put up with another one of her picks.
Okay, well, that's good that they have two different TVs in the house and that one of them could get away and watch something else. Also, this guy would hate if he dated me.
Right. This guy sounds like a pretentious douche.
Yeah. I mean, like, the movies that she suggests, I've actually heard of and I heard they're great. But,
right. Well, except for Crawl. I think that's just supposed to be camping over the top.
Yeah, my boyfriend wanted to watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He's like, oh, I'm so glad that's on whatever now. And I was like, oh, yeah, really? He's like, you're not going to like it. I'm going to watch it by myself. And I'm like, okay.
That's fair.
That's fair. Wow. I mean, yes, you sound like a douche for sure. I will say, though, having to come to a compromise to watch movies is tough because my boyfriend and I, we have a different tastes for sure. I like romantic comedies. I like, you kind of know what's going to happen and it's predictable.
Right.
He likes, you know, dude movies about action and war and documentaries and all, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Plus, like, I ask a lot of questions during movies. I'm not the brightest. Like Inception, when it was like in a dream, I'm like, what the hell is going on?
To be fair, that was a pretty difficult movie for a lot of people. So you're not dumb for that one.
Okay, thank you. But like other movies like that. And so sometimes we try to find something that we both kind of agree on. But there's a lot of just like, well, let's just try this one because we're both not saying no right away. Mm-hmm. And there are times where he's like, no, I don't want to watch, like, especially on Christmas, like a stupid Christmas movie. And I have to be like, hey, remember that like really crazy action packed film that we watched that one time? Yeah, it's. Now we're going to watch something that you're probably not going to enjoy. Like, I have been like, no, we're going to, or.
It's like, it's my turn, basically.
Exactly. Like, you're not going to like everything I pick. I'm not going to like everything you pick. And like, at the end of the day, maybe we're not going to watch a movie together.
Right.
I'll go upstairs.
It's funny because this person, like somebody points out, it's like, so she apparently doesn't like your movie choices either. But she sat there, shut up for about 90 minutes and waited for her turn to choose. Get down there, apologize and watch the movie with her. Get angsty during the quarantine. Like getting angsty during the quarantine is no excuse to be mean to your wife.
Yeah. And I get little outbursts and I get.
It's like, dude, I really don't want to watch this movie. But the fact that he's like, your movie picking has been revoked.
Yeah.
You sound so like. Douchey.
You do. I mean, I get it in the car too. Like, J-Rubs usually drives more than I do. And so I honestly have always thought, okay, if you're driving, you can pick the music.
Right.
That's fine. But he'll put on a lot of stuff that I'm like, not the biggest fan of. And then a song of mine comes on and I'm like, hell yeah, yeah. And then he'll sometimes change it immediately. And I'm like, really? You're going to change the one song that I really actually enjoy? Because if this was my car, I would sit, even if a song of yours came on that I didn't like and I was driving, I would sit through it because I knew you enjoyed it. He's like, yeah, you're right. And he's like, he goes back.
Right.
And I'm like, no, I don't want to listen to it anymore.
Like, it's not like that big a deal. Like, because my dad will, like, we're in the car and he'll like change a song. I'm like, oh, I like that one. He's like, really? I'm not a big fan, but okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He'll like change it back. Like, okay. Like, it's, for me, it's like, okay, well, they're trying to be cool to you, so.
Yeah. And it's just I would never think. no, like, I'm just going to change because I don't like it. Like, especially even with a song, it's like 3 minutes, like, chill.
Sometimes you also forget, like, when I'm driving, like, I'll just be changing, like, I'll be playing my music and not even think about it. I'm like, oh, I don't want to listen to the song right now. It's just because I'm not feeling that right now.
Yeah.
And then somebody else in the car, oh, I love that. Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Or, like, I'll change it back. It's fine. I don't care that much.
I will say the only things about, like, going back to movies or watching stuff, I would say the only exception is if it's, like, something really gruesome or, like, a real, like, we watched the whole, like, Ted Bundy.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix thing, and I really, really enjoyed that, but I could not watch that before going to bed. Like, I would have nightmares about that. So I'd be like, yeah, we can watch one episode now, but then we have to watch, like, Chopped after.
Right.
Or something really
Chopped.
Easy and light.
Oh.
Yeah. Chopped. Yeah, you know, because I'll just have dreams about it.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching Doom Patrol lately, which is a comic book show, and I've been having weird dreams from it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, it's so trippy how that works.
Some are good. Some are not.
Some are not so good.
But some other people have told him he's a snob. It's like, but how could she not like his movie choices? He is passionate about movies. So obviously his taste is impeccable and far superior to hers.
I'm passionate about this.
It's like, OP, which means original poster, you're being an insufferable movie snob and you are now the gatekeeper of what you and your wife will watch. Apologize quick. You're the a-hole.
Yeah.
Good old Marshmallow points out, also, like, the movies he listed aren't even close to being considered bad movies. Not that it matters, but any argument could be made if it was genuinely discomforting for him. But, like, they're generally good movies. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was critically well-received, and Midsommar was an indie film festival darling that is extremely artistic. So if he was just complaining about, like, you know, somebody's like, it's not like she's insisting on Sharknado or Iron Sky Marathon or something. And even that wouldn't be a cause to be snobbish. So nothing's wrong with it. It's just silly entertainment.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, he'd hate me because I'd be like, let's watch Legally Blonde for the 18th time.
Says, wannabe screenwriters tend to present as the pompous and arrogant type of A, your phrasing here leads me to believe my experiences would be repeated. It's a quarantine. Suck it up. Take turns and keep your lips zipped. And if her choices are too anything for you, just remember, you are also a choice she made.
Right. She could easily walk out on your ass, too.
Right. So I'm curious to people who are listening, how are you guys dealing with the whole quarantine and your significant other? And how is it sharing spaces, like sharing, like having to watch movies together? How are you guys dealing with that, especially if you have different tastes?
Yeah, I definitely think it's just one of those things, too, that this is such a small issue. But he was just like annoyed. Emotions are so heightened now that he was like, no. You're not picking movies because you have stupid choices. She's like, oh, really?
It's like, thanks for insulting me and my taste.
Yeah. See, if that happened to me, especially nowadays. Oof. Oh, man.
I know.
What do you mean I have stupid choices?
I kind of wish I had more balls back then because I had a boyfriend once who hated my music. Because we both liked rock, but he didn't like my style of rock.
Okay, yeah.
And so, like, he was, like, really into, like, the really good stuff. And I was just like, he's like, oh, that song is so dumb. There's just no substance to it. I'm like, really? Well, what about this song? Like, it's about this? This is the name of the song? It's really, what does that mean? He's like, God, you just don't understand. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I listen to your crap all the time, and there's stuff we both like. So you should be able to listen to my crap sometimes, too.
Yeah, that's like my boyfriend and I. We both really like rap and hip-hop, mm-hmm. but he likes... not the slower stuff, but the
like mumble rap.
Yeah, kind of, and it has a beat, but I definitely like more of the club stuff. Mm-hmm. The real, like, it's a dancey song, and he's not really into that. And I'm like, okay, what the hell? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, okay, we both like this genre of music. Mm-hmm. Like, why can't you just sit through my like booty shaking twerking song if I can sit through all yours?
Yeah, it's compromise. It's balance.
Yeah, which is difficult in these times.
And I currently just have roommates. And
y'all are doing hella good, aren't
you?
Yeah,
and like this last week, I've been really busy, especially at my parents' house, because we've been doing some like remodeling stuff. So I haven't really even been home either.
Damn.
So, the only arguments that I had recently were with my dad. It was my mom and I against my dad and my brother. Because we're like, hey, we got this new furniture. We're going to put it in this room. They're like, no, we're not. That was never the plan. We're like, this is the whole reason we painted the room and we put the new floor in. Like, this is so we can put this furniture in. And now you're saying it's not?
Where were they going to put the furniture instead?
So very long story short, my mom got like basically a brand new mattress and bed frame from a lady she cleans the house for. Like, they used it twice.
Yeah.
Because it was for when her in-laws came to town.
Oh, okay.
And my mom's like, cool, I want to put this in, you know, your brother's old room. So we need to paint the walls. Like, we took down everything, my mom and I, because he had, like, all his old, like, trophies. And, like, he was a runner, so those little paper things with the numbers on it.
Yeah.
We cleared it out. We dusted. We vacuumed. We pulled the carpet out, everything. We had our friend, my roommate come in, and, like, he did the floors and the trim. And my mom's like, I'm going to get this new bed. And when we have family over from, like, Mexico, like, we have a guest room. But she's like, if we have more than one, like, let's say it's a couple, like my aunt and my her boyfriend and my grandma and grandpa, she's like, I have to give up my bed for them. Oh, and I hate that.
Yeah.
Especially because my grandma apparently is very like, oh, I noticed in your drawers. It's like, where are you going? Grandma, stop.
Stop being a snoop, grandpa.
She very is. My dad's mom. So she's like, I want to be able to have, like, when your brother moves out eventually, because he's going to eventually move out.
Yeah.
I want to have the option of not having to leave my room.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to give it up. So I would like to have a bed in here. And my brother comes in and puts his, like, twin-size bed. I'm like, for one, dude, you're a freaking adult. How are you supposed to bring back chicks if you have a twin mattress?
Ew.
That is not cool. You're almost 30.
Yeah, let's just say any guy who has a twin mattress, burn it right now and get a real damn bed.
Especially if you're over, let's say, I'll give you, like, maybe 1 year after college. And even
I'm giving you 1 year after high school.
Mattresses are expensive.
Dude, I don't care.
Like
a twin?
Yeah.
No. You have those in the dorms, and then once you move out of that,
it's like, come on. So it's like, my brother's like, I like my bed. Whatever.
Does your brother not get laid?
I guess not. There was never a girl over when he lived with me, so.
Our brothers must be the same. Just kidding.
I feel like your brother probably gets laid more often than mine.
Ew!
And if you look at pictures of our brothers, you would think it'd be my brother. Because my brother looks more like he would.
Handsome dude.
Yeah, like he'd be more of the suave type. Your brother's more chill. But he's not. My brother has. It's like, no. So it's like he put in his freaking twin bed into this room because he decided to move into that room to leave the upstairs room for when my grandma visits, my other grandma. And it's like, well, we're going to put this new match bed in. My dad's like, that was never the plan. That's not going to fit. I'm like, no, we've had beds that size in that room before. Calm down. And they got all uppity and it's like, do whatever you want. I'm like, oh God.
So did you put it in there? Say, screw you, Dad. We're doing this.
They ended up putting, because my mom and dad have a pretty big room. They put it on the opposite side of their room.
The bed?
Yeah. For now, because they didn't want to leave it in the garage so it'd get dirty.
Why don't they put it in the room that they want to put it in?
Because my brother is going to be living there for a while. Like, not super long. My dad's like, I don't think he's going to live here for that long. He might be moving soon.
Who knows? No one knows nowadays.
Right. So it's like, we'll just leave this here for now.
So there's two beds in your parents' room?
Mm-hmm. The joke is that one of them is Gio's, my foster brother.
Aww. Hey, I mean, like, dude, if they don't want to sleep in the same bed, at least they have options now.
Right. It's like, scoot over.
Right? Get in the other bed.
Yeah. So, anywho, we want to see what have you guys been arguing about?
Yeah, and how have you guys been dealing with it?
And if you guys want us to judge whether or not you were the a-hole in a situation or they were the a-hole, let us know. We will judge that for you.
Give us a scenario.
Well, we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.